lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a crisis brewing in Afghanistan. We have several thousand people who work closely with our troops as interpreters, and they were loyal to the United States. And the Taliban is now sweeping through Afghanistan, and there have been video of Afghan soldiers surrendering their weapons, and then the Taliban will butcher some of them. They thought they were cooperating. We have got to get visas, emergency visas, to these interpreters who stood with us. We did it in Vietnam in 1975 when we had the Hmong people, tremendous pro-American, strong fighters, fought for us, and we evacuated them. Got them to the United States, or they would have been butchered by the Viet Cong and the NVA, North Vietnamese Army. Victor Charlie would have killed them, Viet Cong. Got to do the same thing for our Afghan friends in Afghanistan. And it's been delayed because, believe it or not, there was a COVID outbreak in the U.S. office over there that processed. That's too bad. Get another office, fly these people out into another non-American country somewhere and process them there. You know, if there's a couple of Taliban infiltrators or something, you know, then you screen them out. But you can't just have these people butchered. They'll be butchered. Their families will be butchered. They'll be tortured. We got to get them out. We got to get them out. The Taliban are sweeping over the country. The Taliban are just kind of they're basically jihad on the hoof. They're sadism on the hoof. They're genocide on the hoof. They have just massacred a minority ethnic population called the Hazaras. Hazaras have been persecuted. One of the many minorities who were persecuted in Afghanistan. Taliban come into town, they kill teenagers, kill people at a girls' school. They blew up a wrestling club. They see a mother with a baby in their arms, they shoot both of them. This is pure genocide. That is what's happening. There'll be a genocide of ethnic minorities that's going on, and genocide of religious minorities. They attack Shiites because they're Sunnis. We've got to get those interpreters out. And we cannot look on this as naively as a lot of people on the left in this country do and say, well, we need diversity. Maybe we should bring in some of these people. Maybe they'll calm down. Well, they won't calm down. Bring in the interpreters, bring in our friends. But you don't bring in the culture that is genociding ethnic minorities, genociding Christians, and genociding religious minorities like Yazidis. You do not do that. And that is happening. Our interpreters have got to be rescued. They've got to be rescued. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Well, I've told you this before. I just guess I should stop watching early morning news shows. But something came to light this morning that says where we're at. These two congressmen called, their little groups called the Problem Solvers, Matt. And there's 29 Democrats, 29 Republicans. Now, I'm really bad at math. What is that out of 435?
Well, that's 58 over 435, so it's a little over 10%.
Yeah, yeah.
Not enough.
Somewhere in between 7 and 10%, which in my mind is nothing. It's a nice little gesture, but this is where we're at because of, well, in my mind, goes all the way back to Citizens United 11 years ago. We're never going to get anywhere if this is. What problems could they possibly solve being not even but 10% of that body? It's kind of a joke almost. It's nice, and they had some nice little ideas, and oh boy, you know, sat at the table with Nika and Joe, but really, what chance do they have of solving anything?
Well, here's the deal. You know, this Problem Solver Caucus, you know, it's probably a good thing. I mean, it's good that people talk to each other. It's a tiny minority. The 29 Republicans don't have a chance. I mean, they're the ones who might say, you know, that would be the Adam Kinzingers and the Liz Cheneys. And you have a truly, truly vicious majority. Remember something. Even Kevin McCarthy went along with and led more than 140 Republicans who voted to overturn the November 3rd election, overturn In other words, to say we're not taking the certifications from the states. Trump will stay in as president after January 20 because we say so. Over 140 Republicans said that. So there used to be a thing, I think it was the Gang of Eight or the Gang of 10. In other words, four or five Republican, four or five Democratic senators who would get together and try to be reasonable. And they put together something on immigration. And then what happened is Eric Cantor in Richmond, Virginia, was the Republican majority leader at the time. And he advocated immigration reform. He'd raised millions of dollars. Some guy who was a professor at a very small college in the area raised no money, just got up there and said, Eric Cantor is wrong. We shouldn't have immigration reform. We should keep people out. He won. He knocked them off in a primary and then got scared. You know who was in that original Gang of Eight or 10? Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio's people came from Cuba. You never hear him railing about anchor babies because he's an anchor baby. They had him. He was over here and then they got to stay. So he was pro-immigration until Eric Cantor got beaten badly and suddenly they all got scared of their base and they went Trump. They went Trump. That's what happened. That's what happened. So, you know, look, if 29 Republicans and 29 Democrats want to get together and talk, that's great. That's great. But let's get real here. Let's get very real. Will that have a result? Will it have some kind of result? I hope so, but I'm not counting on it. I mean, look, that's in the House. Now, I assume some of them, remember, 10 of them did vote to impeach, did vote to impeach Donald Trump over, for instance, the January 6th insurrection. They didn't vote to impeach him over Ukraine, but that's 10. Where are the other 19 if there are 29 of them? They talk a good game. You know, how about things like H.R. 1, SB 1 voting rights? Now, 35 people in the House have occasionally done the right thing. I'm sure the 29 are a subset of them. Let's encourage it. I'm sure John Katko is on there from New York. I'm sure Adam Kinzinger from Illinois. I'm sure, you know, Liz Cheney for some things. But Liz Cheney hasn't gone along with voting reform. Kinzinger, I think, is remarkable. He's from Rockford, Illinois. Rockford, Illinois. My brother lived in Rockford, Illinois. Great little town, I'll tell you what. Very close to the Wisconsin border. Culture is very similar to, you know, the Janesville Beloit culture. And Adam Kinzinger is a moderate guy, like the guy. But is that enough? I don't know. And as you point out, there are over 200 Republicans in the House. There are 435 in the whole House of Representatives. And 29 and 29 is 58, and 58 is a very small subset, little over 10%. And 100 and some odd 40 of them, we're going to overturn the November 3rd election and keep Trump in the White House after January 20. They committed treason. They're a treason caucus. So the Getting Things Done caucus that you're talking about is great, but it's outvoted by the treason caucus. And what are you going to do about that? I mean, that's really what they did. I mean, the history books 20 years from now, 50, 100 years from now, are going to look back and say that in modern America in 2021, people voted, a lot of them in the House, to overturn a presidential election that Biden won by 7 million votes and, you know, I don't know, something like 30 some odd electoral votes. And they voted to overturn it. They committed treason. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.